What's up, Kansas State Nation? Eddie Greer for another Purple Project podcast, all things Kansas State sports. It is already Wednesday, December 6th, 2023. And is it me or is this week is flowing by fast? Maybe it's both. As we approach Thursday already, you're new to the podcast. Welcome on board to the show. I know we've been in and out here lately, but every time we do post content, the Purple Project podcast, again, another Kansas State sports podcast, all things Kansas State sports. And as I'm sitting here right now, another woman just got done. I'm going to have to wait on that probably tomorrow morning or when I get home from work. Probably we'll do a postcast of that. But this news had to come first right off the bat around, what, 9 or 9:30, something like that. Kind of some breaking news. Well, it's been breaking news since the beginning of the day. Colin Klein, now the former, who was, of course, K-State's offensive coordinator for the last couple years, took the A&M offensive coordinator job earlier today, and he is headed to the SEC. Look, last year, he could have been gone last year. Let's just all face that right now, but he turned down a couple offensive coordinator jobs, including Notre Dame. And it was, I think, yesterday I read somewhere on K-State Twitter that he turned down a Penn State job. So you knew it had to be a matter of time before the Heisman finalist here at K-State and the guy who took over offensive coordinator, who really put this offense into another level, Colin Klein, who himself, as a former K-State quarterback, ran the football a ton. Got better as a passer throughout his K-State football career, took the spotlight, and now he is moving on, and there is no worse timing. And I said this to someone else about my personal situation that's still ongoing as it is. That's why I haven't been able to record much. I want to take care of that before heading into the new year, which is really fast approaching 2024, but still unfinished business here in 23. But yeah, it was only going to be a matter of time, and he's been a household name. Obviously, his name's already on the Ring of Honor, so you got that. And what he's done for K-State, student, athlete, coach, OC, he's done literally everything, and now he's taking his talents to A&M. Obviously, they're going through some changes right now as well, and look, it's well-deserved. No doubt about it. Colin Klein, look, obviously, I don't know his wife that well, Shayna or Shayla, but I had an opportunity to meet her a couple of years ago at one of the runs that they did in St. George. Alex texts me right now. Sorry, but my co-host for the Purple Project podcast, the postcast of football, he will be back on as we're setting up a three-man call, what we used to call it back in the Wildcat 91 days, a three-man weave. It'll be back. A little spoiler alert for you. We will be back. Alex will be back next week, along with, spoiler alert, Keaton Valentine, our football special guest, as we will break down, obviously, the look back on the regular season and look ahead to, obviously, the Pop-Tarts Bowl against NC State a little bit with Keaton and Alex next week. So I don't usually do that, but since it's on top, since Alex wanted to come in here and chat, text me a little bit, then I'm also supposed to put it out there. So look forward to that, K-State Nation. I'm going to have a busy Tuesday evening next week, obviously with the Manhattan Running Company run, and one of my favorite runs, if not the favorite of the year. And of course, come back here and record. I'm excited to get back recording. I want to get back to consistently recording. Haven't been able to do that much, been a little inconsistent with that, but obviously podcast is okay. Podcast can wait. Personal business matters, and I really want to take care of that first before really getting back into the podcast. But hey, it's like riding a bike, right? But anyways, sorry to get off that tangent. Want to get you guys caught up on that. But yeah, Colin Klein, if you've been kind of been sleepwalking all day, your news of the day right there. Colin Klein, now going to be the offensive coordinator for Texas A&M. And now for K-State, what do you do? And obviously, all the emphasis, right, is going with Avery Johnson, right? As that, anyways, I'll bring up the score in a second. But look, K-State, their future rests with Avery Johnson, right? Because Will Howard already transferred out, and there's going to be a whole laundry list of K-State players, including a couple of players that we had on this podcast hit a transfer portal. We're going to get all that straightened out. Get all that laundry list sorted out next week. Obviously, Will Howard, that domino's fallen. He's in the transfer portal, and he could go straight to the NFL draft. Avery Johnson, the biggest pawn. He's the wild card now. Is he going to stay put? Look, I'm not questioning it. Well, I am questioning it because he was solely obvious. And obviously, kudos to Locked On Gators, right? My other college team, Brandon Olsen, host of that podcast. Sorry, shameless plug. But he talked about loyalty and players' loyalty to coaches, right? That recruited them to come to that school, right? And he mentioned Chris McClellan on that episode I just listened to earlier today. And he got recruited by one of the coaches who got fired a couple of days ago, right? So now Colin Klein takes this job, SEC job, to A&M, obviously, right? What's this going to do? And obviously, the quarterback position here in K-State, depleted. Thing, obviously, Rubley, Portal, Lara, Portal, Howard, Portal. Now that has to bring up Canoes, looking to get that official weather to join a team. It's just flat-out mess. It's just flat-out mess. And now you're wondering, what's Avery thinking a little bit now? And I don't know this. I don't know. I know Klon took the job. Is he coaching the bowl game? I don't know. I'll be straight up honest. I have no clue right now. So yeah, it's been a busy week. So busy day, busy week, all the other fronts there as well. But obviously, Colin Klein, you couldn't hold him back much longer there as well. You got to explore, and all that turning down, boom, he strikes gold with A&M. And yeah, all the best wishes to his family and that he's had success over there. Look, obviously, A&M rivals for the Big 12. But look, I'm a root for Colin Klein. Do what he does over there. And that's why he's in that position, because he did such a great job here in K-State. Now, it seems like all the big guns we're losing, right, left and right. And I talked with a good friend of mine who I'm going to have on his podcast here when things settle down. I know he wants to be on his podcast, but things are going to have to settle down maybe into the new year before I get him on. I know I want him on live as well, a good big K-State fan. But yeah, he's talked about a treasure portal being bad. I'm right there with him. I think it's the worst thing that can happen in the college game. And I could stay up and do a whole podcast, but I don't want to do that. Not tonight. Not in this juncture anyways. But I just want to reiterate the biggest news of the day. Come on here. Hop on for a few minutes. Talk about Colin Klein being OC at K-State for the last several years. Now, earlier today, accepting the position of OC, Texas A&M. Man, are we going to have anybody left for this Pop-Tarts Bowl? We're going to find out. And I think this is going to continue to go on. Obviously, I know Nate Matlack yesterday hit the transfer portal as well. Just a lot of stuff going on right now. Like I said, we're going to get it all squared away next week on the podcast. And, of course, I'm probably going to take maybe the week after off as well, as I try to finalize some stuff on my end as well, what I want to do future-wise in 24. See, now, Carl Clyde, not the only one that's trying to figure out his future. I'm trying to prepare the future. Podcast ain't going nowhere, folks. K-State Nation. This podcast, I know it's been inconsistent, but still, we're able to produce pretty damn good content here. Again, I got to thank Alex Aiden, my co-host, for letting me kind of take care of that personal business. Yes, it's ongoing right now. So I thank you for that. This podcast ain't going nowhere, folks. So definitely, when the new year rolls along, everything will have to be adjusted a little bit, and we'll have to see moving forward. But that note, obviously, big thanks to him as well. And I'm excited for next week's pod with him and, of course, Keelan Valentine, former K-State running back. We're gonna talk all about this season, transfer portal. We talked about transfer portal before with Keelan before. And now, is it good or bad? I think it's a terrible decision. I think it's bad for the college game, because obviously in this generation, you know, if guys don't get their way, boom, you're out. I'm out looking for the next school that is going to put me, start me in a position, right? But that's, again, that's another podcast for another time. But I do want to bring attention here real fast to women's basketball. Why I have it up here? I mentioned that earlier. In a newly ranked 13th rank in the country, Lady Wildcats, Jeff Mitty absolutely spanked McNeese State. 101, put a 100 point, a triple digit burger on McNeese State, 101-39, all over the place. Gabby Gregory, is this the game? Now, obviously, McNeese State ain't no Iowa, but is this the game that Gabby Gregory finally wakes up here? Look, Aoka Lee, Serena Sundell, and others have been good, but Gabby Gregory has been missing in the fold. If you can get G squared going here, this team's going to be already tough to beat. In the 13th ranked Kent State Wildcats ladies team, put the beat down on McNeese State, 101-39. And K-State outscored McNeese State 18-4 in the first quarter here. Gabby Gregory, 16 points. I believe that led the team here. Let me double. That's not what I wanted right there. Let's see. Yep, that led the team in points tonight. Aoka Lee, 1 point behind her. 15 points of the night here. Jalen Glenn added 7. Briley, 11. Total, 18 points. 18 points for the Glenn Twins. Serena Sundell only had 5 points, but had 6 assists and 3 rebounds. And the play of this bench, this deep bench that Jeff Mitty has, is going to play dividends this year, man. I'm telling you. Gisela Sanchez, 12 more points off the bench in 21 minutes of action here. 8 rebounds. Imani Lester, for the first time as a Wildcat, hit the floor tonight. She played 11 minutes in this one. Taryn Sides, over 3 from downtown, but 9 points of the night. Sianna Walker struggled a little bit, but hey, we have a deep bench like a Jeff Mitty has. this is a deep bench. I know we keep talking about it, but this team, they can play it. It's already been proven the fact that they can play with anybody in the country, and I think they can play with anybody, obviously, in the Big 12 this year. I know you got Texas. They've given K-State fits in the past. Baylor. We beaten Baylor before. But I think this is the deepest team I've seen in the Jeff Mitty era since Jeff Mitty's came to the scene here in Manhattan, hands down. And I can tell what I got a whole podcast about it because I've been on talking long over the past several days, but this is how I should manhandle bad team, right? And McNeese State, they're pretty decent. Well, they're pretty bad. They're 3-6. K-State, by the way, advances to 8-1 on the year, and they got Missouri next. I believe that's Saturday. I gotta look on the schedule. Gosh darn it. Let's see. Tonight, that is a Saturday, right? that's how my week is going. Let's double check that real quick. Yep, that is a Saturday. Missouri. Missouri. Yep. That should be home game. I don't know why it's like that. I'm looking on the ESPN calendar here. I don't know why it's looking like that. But anyways, yeah, here, continuing that long home stand for K-State women's basketball. Missouri, it's going to be a good game right here. The toughest opponent in the stretch, Missouri, 7-3. Kansas State, 13th ranked Kansas State women's team, 8-1, of course. Your men's team, getting a third overtime thriller, thanks to Tyler Perry. Once again, in the middle of all that with a game-winning 3 with 3.2 seconds left in the game. I was mostly talked about at my work today as well. So, K-State women taking care of business, doing what they do, win, 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 win. Meanwhile, the men's team, under Jerome Tang, I wanted to come on here originally and talk about Jerome Tang and calling out the student section. Once again, for the second straight year in a row, Jerome Tang not afraid to speak his mind. Obviously, if you listen to this podcast or any K-State podcast, he is not afraid to speak his mind, and he did it again. And look, the students responded big time right there. I'll have more on that probably either this week or next week. We'll just have to see how the rest of the week shakes out with this podcast. But we're going to get more content out for you late tonight with this. Colin Klein going to Texas A&M. And if you're asking me who the interim OC is, I have no clue. So again, I don't know if he's coaching a bowl game or not. I have no idea. That I will definitely hop on and see what's up with that situation there. But I do know that Colin Klein did take the A&M offensive coordinator job earlier today. So we'll see how that's going to affect the bowl prep for Avery Johnson, who obviously the QB knew the future of the program. Of this program, if he still is the future of the program, because he is tied with Colin Klein. So, like I said, like I mentioned in this jam-packed episode now, that players leaving because of players tied to the player being fired or taking another job elsewhere. So, yeah, definitely things are continuing to unfold here in the Manhattan case. So, a lot's going on, and we'll get it all squared away as the week continues here in December. The first full week of December. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things Kansas State. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. Oh, actually, I got games, Fin Hills games on Friday. We'll see how that plays out with the podcast. But definitely, whenever you do post new content, Pearl Project Podcast is the place to be. And hopefully, going into the new year, which is a few weeks out, we can be back to more consistent. But again, it all relies on what I decided to do moving forward with my situation moving forward. And we know that, but we do know the situation for Colin Klein. What do we do with the future of the program? Avery Johnson, does he stay here? I'm pretty sure he will, but hey, nothing to promise now, but hey, you just gotta be, I don't know, but I know Avery's loyal to K-State and I don't want to question that. But with Colin's move now to Texas, going to the SEC, what does that do? And particularly not with Avery Johnson, but with this offense moving forward, it's particularly the bowl game, but the future of K-State football. We've got a lot to digest coming up on more episodes of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats, Eddie Greer, Alex Aiden, of course, for this podcast. Appreciate you for getting your patience once again for this podcast. We will be back maybe even tomorrow or some point this week to talk more K-State sports. Until then, go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.